This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.tdsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text-to-audio source is optional under TTS Maker's Terms of Service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on August 12, 2021. Introduction. As an individual with a disability, assistive technology, AT, is a frequent theme on my blog because of its usefulness in the lives of individuals who have disabilities. I suggest that readers review some of my past assistive technology articles such as Assistive Technology 101, Screen Readers 101, Alexa 101, and Assistive Technology Tools. On August 10, 2021, I attended a webinar hosted and presented by the Job Accommodation Network, entitled AT Update, What's New in 2021? The presentation discusses assistive technology on the job. In this blog post, I will summarize what I learned. Assistive technology overview / accommodations interactive process. Assistive technology is not always expensive. Jan said that the Assistive Technology Industry Association, ATIA, endeavors to be a go-to source for information. I suggest that Delawareans check out the Delaware Assistive Technology Initiative. Assistive technology options may be limited for some workplaces or overwhelming for other companies. The interactive process can usually lead to providing sufficient on-the-job accommodations. An employee needs to specify that a change is needed at work for a medical reason, such as disability. The employer then gathers information about available accommodations. The employer chooses what accommodation will be provided. The presentation then switched gears to focus on a variety of assistive technology examples. Assistive technology example. Healthcare. Assistive technology can pose challenges in the healthcare industry. Specifically, electronic healthcare record systems vary in their levels of accessibility. A presenter gave the example of someone who changed jobs at the hospital where she worked because one system was more accessible than another. Assistive technology example, hearing. For meetings, captioning can help some people. It is also important for one person to speak at a time. To accommodate employees who use hearing aids, limiting background noise is crucial. Jan stated that during the pandemic, people who are hard of hearing or deaf have identified effective assistive technology solutions. Example, meetings can be attended using video relay service or telephone captioning. Other people used a telephone amplifier. Remote captioning has become a common accommodation. Automated captioning is not always as effective as a professional captioning. Bottom line, a variety of assistive technologies are available to help people with a variety of disabilities. Question for readers. What assistive technologies do you find useful in your everyday life and why? I will return next week with another article.